And now you practice. Now grab it tight. Lean way back. Now let her go.
You better build this barbecue on the other side of the yard.
That wouldn't do any good. I'm not safing those kids in my own bathtub. No, this is the place to put it. Just tear this down and put the barbecue right here.
Well, I don't think this is going to cost you so much.
Oh, good.
Considering the pleasure you're going to get out of it.
How much?
Thanks, Mr. Wilson. Thanks a lot for throwing my ball back, Mr. Wilson.
All right, Dennis, run along and play. How much?
Well, won't take long to get that out of there. Let's see, about 1,500 brick. Two men, a couple of days. Oh, I'd say roughly $282.
$282?
You think it over, Mr. Wilson. When you make up your mind, let us know.
Thank you for your time and trouble, Mr. Erickson.
I'm glad you met you, Mr. Erickson.
$282, indeed.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, Dennis.
I think he's got himself a sucker. Why, for that kind of money, I could build that barbecue myself.
Yourself?
Boy, that's a swell idea, Mr. Wilson. I'll bet you could build the best barbecue in the whole world.
Well, I don't know why I can't.
Oh, dear.
Oh, hello. Ace High Brick and Cement? This is George Wilson at 625 Elm Street. Now, I want to build a barbecue 8 feet long, about 4 feet wide, 36 inches high, with a 4-foot chimney. Now, how much will the bricks cost me, delivered? Hmm? No, they don't have to be stacked. Yes, I'll wait.
George, are you sure?
Just a minute, Martha. Oh, yes? $126.25. Oh, well, can you deliver them this afternoon? Thank you very much.
I hope you know what you're doing, dear.
Well, of course, Martha, my dear. Where else could I make that kind of money for just a couple of days' work? Oh, I got to get my tools.
Well, I'll get them for you.
Never mind, Dennis. I'll get them. Now, I'm going to tear down this grape arbor. Dennis, leave that alone. Oh, well, here. You really want to help me? Take this nail and put it in the trash barrel for me, way over by the garage. Dennis.
Look!
Oh! Why, it's a Colonian. And a very fine specimen indeed.
It's a what?
A Colonian.
It sure looks like a turtle to me.
Well, that's the popular name for it.
Do you think it belongs to anybody?
No. I'd say he's been living around here for quite some time now. We probably disturbed his little home when we tore out this grape arbor.
Jeepers, Turtle. We didn't mean to spoil your house. What do you think I ought to call him?
Well, how about Myrtle? Myrtle the Turtle.
That's a girl's name. And after what happened to my rabbit, I don't think my dad would let me have another pet with a girl's name.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about that. Turtles lay eggs.
I bet I'm not taking any chances. I'm going to call him Jimmy.
George.
Oh, yes, dear?
The truck is here with your bricks.
Good. I'll be right in to make them out a check.
Oh, boy, come on, Jimmy. Let's go see the truck.
Oh, Dennis, tell them to leave it right there. I'll be right out.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
This the Wilson driveway, kid?
It sure is. And Mr. Wilson told me to tell you to leave it right here.
Are you sure?
That's what he said.
Okay, Joe, he wants us to leave them here.
Well, they were certainly prompt, Martha. Now, that's the kind of service the public appreciates.
Oh,
office says to send him the bill.
For Pete's sake. Now, how am I going to get my car out of the garage? Dennis, why did you let them leave it here?
Jesus, Mr. Wilson. I just told them what you said, to leave it right here.
Oh, I meant the truck, not the bricks. Oh, great Scott. Now I've got to move all these bricks. Oh.
You got a wheelbarrow, Mr. Wilson? Just tell me where you want them, and I'll be glad to move them for you.
Me too.
Oh, now that's very nice of you, Fred. Yes, the wheelbarrow's my tool shed.
I'll get my wagon. Here, you can hold Jimmy.
Oh, I will not.
Well, I want to help, too.
Oh, Dennis, take that turtle of yours and go home. Now, home!
I don't mind helping you, Mr. Wilson. I can use a few extra bucks. Well, I only charge $1 an hour.
Well, I can't leave that pile of brick there overnight. All right, Freddy. But remember now, I expect an hour's work for an hour's pay.
Now, Dennis may have had his feelings hurt, Mitchell. I just wanted to explain I was merely looking out for his safety.
I understand perfectly, Mr. Wilson. I guess Dennis is used to your yelling at him. I mean, everybody yells at Dennis. I do it myself sometimes.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson. I'm not mad at you.
I'm glad to hear it, Dennis.
So as soon as I get home from school tomorrow, I'll be over to help you.
Well, that's very kind of you, Dennis, but you needn't hurry. I've already hired Fred Baines to help me. Well, he needs the money worse than you do.
I'm not going to charge you, Mr. Wilson.
I wouldn't think of having anybody work for me for nothing, Dennis.
Well, is it okay if I take the money?
Well, you have work to do here at home, son.
That won't take me very long, Dad. And good old Mr. Wilson needs all the help he can get.
I'd appreciate it very much, Mitchell, if you'd let Dennis work for me an hour or so in the afternoon.
You would?
It'd be worth 10 cents an hour for me to have someone I could trust walk up and down the sidewalk to see that none of the other children came anywhere near my backyard.
You mean like a guard? Oh, boy, that'd be swell. Can I, Dad? Oh, boy, I've got a job, and I'm even going to get paid.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
How many times do I have to tell you? You don't live at Mr. Wilson's anymore, understand? Hi, Dennis. What's your plan?
I'm not playing anything. I'm a guard. And good old Mr. Wilson's paying me 10 cents to keep you little kids out. Huh? Who goes there?
Fred Baines.
What you got there?
My record player.
You sure it isn't a bomb?
Take a look for yourself.
Yeah, it's a record player, all right. Okay, Mr. Baines, you can go in.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hello there, Fred.
Say, I'm glad to see you.
What do you want me to do?
Well, it isn't difficult. You just have to work fast so the cement doesn't dry on you.
Oh, I've laid brick for my father before.
Oh, good, good. Now, you just want to make sure that the bricks are nice and straight. There, you get the idea. Put the mortar on nice and even. That's it. Fine. All right, now try it a little faster, Fred. You know, there's nothing like laying brick at a good fast clip to build up the muscles in your pitching arm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, try it. A little faster now. Yeah. Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah. Now you're getting the idea. That's it. Well, you carry on, Fred. I can use a breather.
George, you look exhausted.
Well, I am, Martha. But that barbecue's going to be worth it. You know, nothing tastes so good as outdoor cooking.
I know, dear. But I still wish you'd let Mr. Erickson build it.
Oh, nonsense. Why, Fred and I can have that thing up in less than a week. Smartest thing I ever did was to hire that boy. Oh, he's a good worker.
Oh, I guess. Whoa, yes. I love you, baby. Oh, yes.
Great God.
I love you, I guess. Oh, yes.
Oh, for Pete's sake, boy, turn that blasted thing off.
Yes. Too loud for you? Just turn it off. Maybe you like the flip side better.
Everybody knows you work better by music. That's a psychological fact.
Well, if you have to have it on, but keep it down a little, will you, boy?
Okay.
Great.
Oh, I guess. Oh, yes. I love you, baby.
Hey, Fred, turn it up some more, will you? I can't hear it so good anymore.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. How's it going today?
Oh, hello there, Brad. Just fine. Oh, hold on there a minute, boy. I got a little something here for you. It's a present.
A present? How come?
Well, it's not exactly new, but I had some fresh batteries put in it for you. Oh, it'll work for months without recharging. Now, look, I'll show you how you do this thing. You see, you just keep this right here in your pocket like that. Put this plug in your ear. Turn it on there, and you can tune it up as high as you like.
Gee, that's awfully nice of you, but it's no trouble spinning the platter.
Well, it is to me.
Well, how can I lean over?
Well, then don't lean over, Fred. Squat. See, squats are much better for the leg muscles.
Yeah,
and good leg muscles are mighty important to a baseball player.
Hey, crazy.
Not as crazy as I'd be if I had to listen to that thing anymore.
What did you say, Mr. Wilson?
I said... Oh, let's get to work, Fred. Now, you take over right here where I left off. If I'm over there, work fast now so the cement doesn't dry on you. Yeah. That's the way. I want to go in the house. I got some things I have to do. Brad!
Why don't you have the music on?
Never mind that. You know what happens to a sentry who leaves his post.
Mr. Wilson wouldn't shoot me. He's my friend. Say, what you got in your ear?
It's a radio.
Can I try it?
Yeah.
Here, let me do it. Sleepers. Boy, that sure is swell. I'm sure glad I didn't bust it for you. Hey!
That's enough.
My turtle. Where's my turtle? Hey, Jimmy, where are you? Jimmy, you could have got it stuck in there.
Martha, what would you like tomorrow night? Barbecued ribs, sirloin steak, or shish kebab?
You really think it'll be ready by then?
Why, of course it will. All we have to do is finish up the top of the chimney and set in the grill.
I must admit, I've had some misgivings.
Oh, it's worked out perfectly, my dear. Yes, I've gotten my money's worth out of Fred, Dennis out of my hair, and I've saved $150.
Well, that's wonderful, dear.
Gee, Mr. Wilson, this is going to be just great.
Oh, Mitchell. Well, Fred helped too, you know.
Yeah, Da Vinci had his Mona Lisa, and Mr. Wilson's got his barbecue.
Say, has anybody seen my turtle?
You better get back to your job, son.
Your turtle?
Yeah, he's missing again. Hey, he went in there once.
I'll look down here, Dennis. Well, can you see him? Oh, there he is, way over on the left. Here, Dennis, let me try.
I'll get a rake.
See if I...
Don't hurt him. Don't hurt my turtle.
Oh, yeah.
You better get him before he crawls up inside or we'll have to tear the front down.
Oh, no. We may have to call the Humane Society or somebody to the rescue.
Sheepers. Give me the fire department. Hey, fire department, come right away to 625 Elm Street. Hurry.
I think I see him. A little more to the right.
Don't hurt my turtle.
Try again, Mr. Wilson.
Oh. Here, Jimmy! Be careful, Beth.
You get him,
Seth.
Oh, I'll get him.
Here, Jimmy!
Don't worry, lady. We'll have it out in no time. Where is it? Where's the fire?
Oh, not the flowers, the vase. My stamp collection. Oh, my goodness. My trophies.
Oh, my lovely thing. The sweater I was knitting you for your birthday.
Martha, give me a hand here, quick. That's it, dear. Don't lose your head, dear. Just stay calm. Stay calm.
Dear, I am.
Stay calm. Stay calm.
Folks, we couldn't find anything.
You couldn't find anything? Martha, you said the house was on fire.
I didn't say it. He did.
Well, who turned the alarm? It's a serious offense to turn in a false alarm.
Hey, somebody listen. Please, Mr. Fireman, save Jimmy.
Jimmy? Over, Pete. Save
Jimmy. He's in the wall.
Jimmy?
Please, Mr. Fireman, save my turtle.
Okay, Sonny, don't worry. We'll get him out. Any idea where he is?
Inside the barbecue. I saw him way over in the corner.
Oh, well, a turtle couldn't move more than a few inches.
He moves faster than you think. Jimmy's the fastest turtle in the whole world.
Well, maybe to be on the safe side, we'll knock out this portion of barbecue right here.
No, no. Jimmy, you come out of there. Do you hear me? You get out of there at once.
Don't get so excited.
But Martha,
how would you all like a nice cold glass of lemonade? It's all made.
There's no fire. Look.
Don't you worry, Mr. Wilson. I'll help you build it up again.
Oh, thanks.
Keepers, thanks.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, it's all a day's work.
I think I'd like to go in and lie down.
Come on, we better get home, Dennis.
Crazy.
Mrs. Wilson, did you happen to see where I put my radio?
No, I didn't, Fred. Well, I guess a hard-working boy like you can drink this all by himself.
Thanks.
And, Fred, try to be as quiet as you can. Mr. Wilson doesn't feel at all well.
Oh, I will, Mrs. Wilson, and thanks for the lemonade. I wonder where I put that.
my fire good and hot.
Does it really work?
Oh, of course it does, Martha. When George Wilson builds something, he builds it right. Oh, say, my dear, we've got plenty of steak. Why don't we ask the Mitchells to join us, and Fred and his folks?
Well, don't you think it'd be better if we tried it out on ourselves first?
Well, now, what could go wrong? It won't be any work for you, honey bunch. I'll do all the cooking.
Well, if you want to. I'll get the phone.
Oh, just bring the phone out here, dear. I'll call him. Now, make a salad and something for dessert. Maybe you can whip up some of that cheese dip you make, huh?
Now you hold it real tight, then you lean way back and let her go. Okay, let me try it.
Oh, Martha, listen, dear, bring me a big platter, will you? And I need a long-handled spoon and... Oh, yeah, see if you can find the pepper grinder. Oh, I'll need a pitcher of water, too.
Now hold it tight. Now you lean way back, like this, and let her go. Hey, that was a real good one.
Yeah,
I'll try it again. Lean way back, and let her go.
Oh, yes, I guess. Oh, I guess. Whoa, oh, yes.
Scott!
Turn
that. Where is that coming from? Turn it off!
Yes. Oh, yes.
Why, it's coming from...
Yes. That you are.
Why, it's coming from the barbecue! Ow!
Yes,
oh, it isn't possible! Great.
Yes.